Bloody hell are you? Happy 2024. My name's Nathan. Welcome to Win the Drops. We are live on YouTube with Zwifting experts, Jake, the PlayStation King, Sanderson, and Rob, promoted from Cat A down to Cat B, Bane. So, hey, for those that have been listening to us on your favorite podcasting app, come and check us out on YouTube at In the Drops, and you can also watch us. So, boys, how are we?
Oh, lovely. Andrew usually goes first, doesn't he? But I'm fine. Yeah. Yes. I had a very pleasant Christmas and a winning New Year, which got me demoted to BCAS. And yeah, it's all been fun. Lots of team race. And the Kaboom Cycling Madness team, of which I'm a member, had its first team race. We raced against Dan Clark's HCT team on Tuesday on the Three Little Sisters route, and we got beaten. But it was a good fun race.
Oh, that's no good. And Jake, how have you been, buddy?
Yeah, really, really good. Thanks, Nathan. It's great to be back seeing all my droppers around the world as usual. And, you know, I thought over Christmas, we've got to kind of redo the nicknames, right? So what was it last year? Notorious Nathan and I can't remember Rob's, but we've got this year, I've decided to go for Nathan on the break, Craig.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
And
they have won. Rob
category, but Ain. But yeah, I'm really good, thanks. I'm glad to be back. I haven't been doing loads of racing, but I've been coming back after sort of COVID at the end of last year, so I've been doing more cycling, looking forward to doing some racing.
Well, it's good to hear that you're back on the road to recovery there. And yes, so we did mention Andrew does normally kick this off. We've got a little bit of sad news. Unfortunately, Andrew's decided at this point just to take a break from the show and pursue some other interests. So for the moment, it's, there's three of us. It's Nathan, Rob, and Jake. But hopefully we're going to be having some other YouTubers and Zwifting racers join us in the show over the coming episodes, along with guests in this year. So I'm looking for some fantastic episodes coming up. But in this show, though, we are going to talk about...
We should just clarify. When in the UK, at least, when a politician resigns because of to pursue other interests, it's usually because they've been found in some orgiastic ritual with cocaine and that sort of thing. And that's not what happened with Andrew.
Don't we know of.
No, that's right. Well, he's not telling us that. That's the case. So
there's a scandal to come out about him.
We haven't heard much from him either, so he could be. I don't know. No, he's not. And if he's watching the show, Andrew, we just want to say, hey, you were one of the you helped get the whole show off the ground. You designed the hats and the shirts. There we go. And you've been instrumental in getting the show to where it is now. So really appreciate all the help and all the effort, all the late nights testing, all the early mornings and everything in between.
All the bloody hill climbs.
Yep, all those hill climbs. So hopefully though we'll see Andrew back in the show either as a guest or maybe as a special host. So fingers crossed, we'll see how it goes. So in this episode, we've got some Zwift updates we're going to talk about. We're going to catch up with we've got Simon Jenkins in the chat there and Thomas and Mark. So we're going to catch up. Cadman's there as well. We've got some odd wins. We've got ZRL round 3 race 1 coming up. So we're going to have a bit of a chat about that and some other things. So we'll get the boring stuff out the way. Zwift update. So there was a Zwift update.
I think you're going to say Rob.
You're not boring. Well, not for the most part, anyway. So, have you guys noticed anything with the Zwift updates? I'm just getting the details up now. Thank you to Zwift Insider.
No.
Nothing since we've changed recently.
Well, I'll quickly go through them very, very briefly. So, thank you, Eric, for your wonderful website, which we lean on a lot. We've got some new frames that are in the drop shop. So, there they are there.
I want them to start removing bikes, not putting more in.
No, I agree. I want to be able to delete bikes. They've got a whole list of bikes now. I've never ridden it, and I just want to be able to clean my garage up.
I just want to sell my old used bikes I don't use to Nathan.
Thank you for
like half the drops that they're worth. Is that so much to ask?
Right. Now, here's the thing, just on that. Do you guys think that it is something that's worthwhile to be able to sell the bikes back and get some drops for them, or just to get rid of them altogether?
Yeah, I think
it should be nothing.
It should be reduced. I think you'll get, you know, they should depreciate in value like real life bikes. So maybe you get what, just like real life bikes, it's probably worth what, 5% of what you bought it for after about 2 days. So yeah, I'd probably say that seems like a fair ROI. But you should get something. You should get something. It's not, you know, it's not fair. You're not scrapping. You're not throwing it away. Are you just sending it back to it? You're recycling it.
Yeah, exactly. You're just getting rid of it. So I think they should be able to do that. They've had a steering fix. Now, apparently this was most notably found when you had the Zwift player controllers. You're in a race where steering and braking have been disabled. And so there's been some weird steering things going on. I've not noticed it. I don't know if you guys have picked up on that. Apparently that's been fixed, though.
Well, there was a steering gate issue in our race on Tuesday, actually. Someone, it was a non-steering race because all our team had steering and most of their team didn't, so we agreed to not have steering, but one of them does have steering and he left it on, and although he didn't use it, the game like steered him out of his line, out of our line.
Oh wow, so okay,
we were like, hey, what's going on here? We said no steering.
So do you think it benefited him, or is it didn't really help?
Sorry?
Do you think it benefited him, or it just didn't really make any difference?
Only marginally for a few moments, but I went mad in the chat. I was like, what? What are you doing?
That's so unlike you to overreact.
Well, we were losing badly at the time, so.
Oh, okay.
Well, at least you've got an excuse to blame it on now.
Yeah, I was hoping it would be a good excuse for our loss, but
We've had some streak screen changes. Are you guys even paying attention to this? I know I'm not.
It's backdated to when my streak actually began, probably a year and a half ago. But they just started at zero.
Yeah. So
everyone's on it. Yeah, I wouldn't feel proud of that. Everyone's on it by now.
Yeah, skip button there. So, and they've got some changes there. Nothing too major. Apple TV pairing wizard's been updated. Launcher update.
Don't get me started. So the Apple TV, I can moan about that. So I recently did get the steering for Christmas.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. I think it's quite cool. I haven't used it in a race yet because every time I have used it, I use the Apple TV and I have to pair it by my companion app because those of you with Apple TV know it can only support two connections. If you want any more than that, you have to use the companion app. Unfortunately for me, every time I've used it, it's dropped out sort of at least once or twice in a TTT or a ride. And so you then have to spend 30 seconds catching back on and burning all your energy. So it's pretty kind of useless. Any energy you save in steering, you then kind of have to make up in catching back on. But I have.
Why do you fall off?
I just don't steer. I'm not balanced very well. I just topple over.
No, I mean, just because you've lost steering, why would you
lose? I don't use steer. I use because I'm pairing everything by the companion app. So I lose everything. I lose power. I lose everything. Yeah, so I've got absolutely nothing, which is a bit of a killer. So, but I'll be able to report back next week. I bought a Bluetooth adapter for my PC, so I'm going to try that and see if that's any better. But Apple TV pairing via the iPhone is shockingly bad.
The best investment, Zwift investment you can make if you have a PC is a Bluetooth extender cable.
Yep.
Because you would think, you know, because things are going through the air, you think like they just go on forever. But they don't. On Bluetooth connections, they really benefit from being very close. Mm-hmm. So like you get an extender cable. And mine went from being a meter away to being 30 centimeters away. And it's 9 times better.
Really? Do you think it made that much of a difference?
Oh, absolutely. It's the best thing I've ever bought, yeah.
Really?
Just having it really close makes all the difference.
Okay. Well, I might have to check that out. Hey, the people in the chat, you guys, have what's your experience with Bluetooth like? Let us know. And there's been some launcher updates, some minor fixes there, and really nothing too outrageous. So that's the Zwift updates. Hey, here's the other thing. Does it bother anyone, just very quickly, that they haven't updated or changed the ability to configure your avatar more than the basics that they've had for like the last 5 years?
No.
Or was that just me? No, I don't care.
I don't mind too much, okay. If I'm being honest.
Yeah, oh, fair enough.
What would you like to see?
Well, when you compare it to so many other games that are out there, and we're talking network games as well, not just standalone.
Well, what would you like to see?
You've got, a bit more graphical ability to change your facial looks and feels.
Yeah, specifically, come on, man. What would you like to
see? Like the blocky block avatar.
You're looking for the Michael Jackson avatar? Is that what you're
trying to say? Well, looking for something that it's a bit more granular, it represents me a little bit better. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Thomas. I want the
look like you.
The salt and pepper beard, and I want to be able to not have the Sean head that I look like I've been in jail. So anyway, that's just me being
picky. You're going to let the fro go? Where are the fro brothers? You can't.
Well, I did have the fro on, and I've put the ZRL helmet back on for the moment because I think it gives me a little bit more aero.
The fro's the best look, man.
I'm going to go back to the.
You've got it good, Nathan. I think I've told Nathan and Rob this offline, but for those of you that don't know how sad I really am, I've got the Tour de France cycling game on the PlayStation.
Yes,
If you think this is bad, all the riders on that look exactly the same, like literally exactly the same. It's just one character, so it's got the same hair, got the same face. They all look exactly the same. You've got no idea who anybody is other than the jersey. And then when you're on, not when you're on
in the European peloton.
They all look exactly the same. So if you've got the same, if you've got like eight people in a team, you've got no other main guy.
Hold up. So do you have a
jersey for the team?
Do you have any clips of that or?
No, but I will for next week. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put together an in the drops team, and we'll have, we'll get some action shots of Rob winning a sprint, Nathan stopping dead in the middle of the road, all sorts of stuff like that.
Hang on. Does it look like this? Hold on, I'm just gonna.
And you get to configure. So you get to configure the attributes of the riders, so you can make a sprinter or a climber or, somebody that can't steer or whatever it is.
Nobody gonna stop him.
Yeah.
This is it. It's really weird. So it's simultaneously the best and also by far the worst game that I've ever played. It's really weird because it's so buggy. It's so full of things that don't make sense. But also when you do nail it, it is actually quite good fun. And you kind of see past all the flaws and you're like, oh, my God, I'm winning the Tour de France.
It worked then. Like, how are you gauging your the speed? Like, what are you doing to...
That's part of the skill, yeah. So I play it on Legend difficulty, which is the hardest difficulty. And to do that, you have to you get two attacks, and you have to use them at the right times. So the better characters with the better stats have higher, like more attack power. And then you get two gels a race, and you have to choose when you use your gels because they give you more energy. And you try and have to save, like in real life, you try and have to save your energy for the difficult part of the stage at the end or the sprint at the end or whatever it is. And if you've not saved your energy and you've chased down attacks meaninglessly or used attacks, you're going to get absolutely dusted by Pogacar up every single climb, like frequently happens to me.
Right, okay. But hang on, so I'm still not clear. So you don't have any say over the power that you're using? Like, do you have to... So if you hold down the power...
You smash the button. It's how hard you smash the button and how long you smash it for. Each character has. So these bars, the blue bar and the red bar in the bottom there, there's two kinds of energy you've got. Oh, that was close, that was. Yeah, that's close. Unlucky. That was an intermediate sprint, that was, wasn't it? Was he getting for? He might have been going for a second or two bonus, maybe.
I was a hill climb.
So you get the two energy gauges, and you have to manage them both to be able to kind of have a chance at the end. One's like the red's the sprint energy, so you get a short-term attack. And the blue is like your long-term energy that you use overall.
Gotcha.
Very sad. Gotcha. Very, very sad.
And riders have different amounts of them.
Exactly, yeah. And the stronger riders...
His long-term blue one would be quite low.
Well, a bit harsh. We'll have to have a look next week, won't we, and see.
Yeah, no, that'd be great. That'd be really good. Yeah, so that's that. ZMAP, Rob, what happened?
Well, I got, as you'll remember from a couple of months ago, I did get promoted to A, but only on the basis of ZMAP. So there's two ways of getting promoted. One on ZFTP, and I was nowhere ever near the 4.2 limit for ZMAP. But I snuck over, sorry, the ZFTP, but I snuck over the 5.1 limit for ZMAP, which they've always said sort of approximates to 5 minute power. So I was 5.11. And it keeps that based on your best efforts over various time periods. But what I didn't know is that it's sort of like ZFTP in that they make a chart, and it seems like they make a straight line of your 3 to 7 minute efforts. And in this race, I did my best ever 3 minute race. This guy, Paolo Fernandez, who's dropped out now, he was just doing this race for fun, but he's like the seventh best rider in Zwift. And he did a fake breakaway for me. And I went over the top of it as everyone caught him. I went over the top and then broke away from 3K and won like probably my best race ever in A category. And got demoted to B cat.
Got demoted to B. But now you can go back to crushing in B there, can't you?
Well, you know, I've been no dead in a B race or two now that I'm... my comfort focus again. Yeah, I've done a couple in B, I've done a couple in A. Because some of the A races, there's no one there. There's literally no one there.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm not going to race on my own just because to keep people in B cat happy.
Yeah. So you're going to go back to B and smash them there?
Well, not all the time. The next race, I came 26th in B. Cadman beat me.
Oh, wow. Cadman's in the stream, by the way. So
yeah.
How did that finish?
The only time I've ever got to race with him and he thrashed me.
If you're listening, Kevin, how did that go? Okay, cool. Well, let's see how you go with B. So do you think you'll be back to A again soon, though?
No, not until the... Well, I tried to beat it again, of like my five-minute thing on Rule My Pool today, but I got nowhere near. Okay. So I probably lost something. So maybe not.
Ben Brown says, just in time to race B race versus HCT.
Well, it's a coincidence. And it was only a B race because they didn't want to race against our best riders. They didn't have any A-cap riders, so they were like, oh, can we make it a B-cap race, please? Oh, okay.
All right. Well, if I've got it.
So results-based categories will probably put me into A, though, I would imagine. And that is hopefully coming soon. So that is an update that I'm looking forward to, which will make categorization a lot better.
Yeah.
And
did you want to mention that about...
And they've made the excellent decision of getting Tim Hansen involved as a consultant. And so he's going to... And he's particularly, you know, he thinks that people are cool and everything's,
which is pretty good.
I'll read it out, actually. He's been hired on a short-term basis to consult with the competition team on the development of Zwift Racing Score. There is no plan to integrate or purchase Zwift Racing app, and he has no plans to discontinue the project. He's continued to create in the best system possible for categorizing and ranking players on an indoor cycling platform.
Yep. Which is pretty good. I mean, it would be a shame to see that being bought and shelved.
Well, yeah, it'd be good to see it being bought from his point of view, I'd imagine. But and it would be great to see it bought from a Zwift point of view. It'd be great to just have that.
Well, only if they were to actually integrate it and not just
pack it up and leave it.
Yeah. Cadman says that he won on a technicality, Rob. Rob tried to show off, went early, and fried himself right before the line. That's what Cabin said, so there you go.
Well, a win's a win. That's what I was saying.
hey, a little bit of news about AHDR. So I think I was mentioning this to you guys the other day, and this is not really very publicly well-known, but there's been a bit of a rift in the Euro Racing team. So apparently the Euro Racing teams have moved away from AHDR and have created their own... racing team group from under Giant's logo, so Giant CC. So That's been interesting. Apparently, there's a little bit of noise between Tim Sill, the guy who looks after AHTR, the global brand as such, and some questions about how it's basically being managed. So you'll probably see in the coming months more teams racing under the Giant CC banner and less under
AHTR. Is he going to be leaving to pursue other interests? Is it one of those kind of? Is he going to be leaving to pursue other interests?
Well, it all depends on how many people move away from AHTR, I guess.
Sounds like everyone else is leaving. That sounds more
It kind of feels that way at the moment. So it hasn't really filtered down too much into the C-grade sides, but I've definitely noticed a lot more Giant CC teams popping up on Zwift Power. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because AHTR is arguably one of the biggest Zwift racing groups there is. So there's a lot of interest around this, and so as more news and information comes up, we'll see what we can share.
But the question on everyone's lips, Nathan, that the people want to know, give them what they want, where is Nathan Craik going? Where's he signing? Is he staying with AHDR? Is he going to the Giant CC team? Is he signing with Bora Hansgrohe? What's happening?
There's been a lot of interest, I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of emails and messages coming through. No, I won't pump my sails that much. No, at the moment, unfortunately, this all came about over Christmas. I heard about this just as Sharon bought me an AHDR proper riding kit.
Oh, really?
So, for the moment, it would be remiss of me to jump out of AHDR and never actually use the top. So I'm going to stick around for a little bit. But I was actually talking with Andrew about this as well, and
There's some cost. It does.
Say again?
It's a sunk cost.
Yeah, well, but it'd be weird to go and join another team and then wear the AHDR kit on a live stream or something like that. So so at the moment, it all depends on, there's a few key players in the C-grade side, so if they decide to move, we'll probably move as well. There you go.
Speaking of Oceania Racing, I think I might be able to make Tuesday mornings reasonably regularly, like 6 a.m. UTC slot. So if anyone's looking for a B-grade rider...
What's wrong with you?
I often race at 6 o'clock. There's only rubbish people who race at 6 o'clock, like Australians and stuff like that, so it's usually pretty easy.
Crazy,
us morons. Yeah, exactly. Well, apparently there's a few spots open in the Giant CC team, so if you want to go and reach out to them, I bet you they'll be loved to have you. Going on from that, though, speaking of Australia and racing, it would be remiss of me again not to touch on the Tour Down Under here in Australia, which is currently going on at the moment. So, Jake, if you want to jump in here, we've got, where is it? I've got the race results. There we go.
Yeah, so I think we've had four stages now, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
So far, which is all the sprint stages, really, to start with this week. So Sam Welsford, Australian Sam Welsford's won three of those four stages. He's done really, really well. And we've got the, in quote, big quotation marks, the new Tadej Pogacar, Isaac Del Toro Romero, currently leading the GC. It's a bit of a pinch of salt that you've got to take that with, because I think he's about 19 and he's not got anywhere near the results Pogacar's got at that age, but be interesting one to watch. And of course, later on in the tour, we've got, you know, Hudo's favorite climb, the Willunga Hill. So that'll probably decide GC on the final day, I think, as usual. Richie Port's old stomping grounds, for those of you that used to watch it a few years ago. It'd be really interesting to see what happens. Yeah, so we'll be keeping a close eye on that one. I know I will anyway.
Oh, and Benny's in there.
Yeah, he needs, hoping for a return to form from him. He's looked okay. He didn't look great last year, especially in the Tour de France.
Yeah,
my fantasy, if he's expecting to make my fantasy Tour de France team again, he's going to have to up his game.
He wasn't in Tour de France, was he?
Last year, he was, and he was in my team, and he didn't do very well. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm adamant. He got second on the stage that Mads Pedersen won. That was the uphill false flat finish, didn't he? I think he got second or third in one of the stages.
Oh, that's an absolute shock.
He didn't do great, though. He did really well in the Giro the year before that when he won the stage against Vanderpol, but just didn't have it last year.
So this is some of the highlights, just a couple of bits from the races. So I think this might have been from the end of stage four there.
Welsford, he is on an absolute tear in this Santos Tour Down Under.
And he's doing very well. Sam Welsford, he's currently holding the sprint jersey. What pace he needed to give him, but also give him open road to choose left or right. God, I wish that they could really give us some more telemetry of the power these guys are putting out in this sprint. What?
Sam Welsford. Carry an extra bit of information just for you.
He's probably doing...
Battery pack.
Yes.
He's probably so, hitting 1800, thereabouts.
He's got to be, hasn't he?
Something like that. 1800.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Just really, oh, there we go. There's the leaderboard we're just looking at.
Can you turn the volume off?
Yes, I can.
To prize 1 second over Biniam Germay, 2 seconds over Corbin Song. It's been right since Lobethal. Mario maintained his fourth place, 5 seconds back.
So your boy Stephen Williams there is in fifth. What's wrong?
Can't hear anyone. Turn the volume off.
Jesus. There you go.
No, that was Rob. Can you turn the volume down, Nathan? Sure.
Oh.
Crank it back up.
Sorry, I thought you said turn it up. I thought you wanted to hear it.
I think they're hitting about 1,800 watts there, for those of you sprint fans. Probably hitting between 16 and 1,800 watts. Something like that.
Really wrenching their bike from side to side. So, no, it's impressive. So there's a couple of more stages left. There's only 7 stages, I think, in the tour. So it isn't.
They haven't learned much from the European peloton, though, have they? They had that big, long, straight finish on a wide open road. No one's going to crash there, are they?
Just like, wait, is that what you want to see? Is it? You want to see the crashes?
It's really safe and like good for sprinting.
Right.
Get a chicane in there, and go through a turnstile or something.
Maybe like have a cameraman step out.
Yeah, some bad like poking a camera out of the face.
So there's very quickly the jerseys, and so Sam Welshwood there is in Bora Hansgrove, and he's got the sprint jersey. And as I said, Isaac Romero is both holding the GC and the Zwift Young Rider jersey as well. So
quite like that Zwift Young Rider jersey. It's quite nice.
You think so?
It's quite nice. Ironically, on Zwift, that would probably be held by someone in their 60s, claiming to be 45 kilos.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the image one looks pretty good. Although it used to be red. It used to be like a dark.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Like the called it, didn't they? Yeah, I remember that. I quite like that, but I do like the orange one as well. I think they've done that because the Santos logo is orange, so I think that's
what okay. So make it so well. And
it's orange. It's orange.
Orange and blue. Who blue. Celebrate the Tour of Australia.
Yeah.
Two down and three.
So, there we go. Yes. Okay. I just wanted to have a quick chat because I wanted to get your take on this, Jake and Rob. So Eric Barnett from Eric Barnett Cycling, he did a video at the end of last year, I think the start of this year, about burnout. So that's something that he had experienced because he was going absolutely hell for leather, racking up big numbers on Zwift at both on Zwift and outdoor riding as well, knocking out 100-mile rides, all those sorts of things. And then sort of suffered a bit of burnout towards the end. And I was interested to get your opinion on A, burnout, but B, how to deal with it and how to get past it. What would you guys do?
I think me and Rob have both got quite different answers to this, so this should be quite interesting. But I approach it from the correct way, which is the British cycling kind of methodology, which is really you shouldn't be doing sort of intense hard out efforts all the time. You should really be doing them probably like 20% of the time. So you should be doing something called 80-20, which is 80% of the time you go really, really easy. You're just doing zone two, longer rides, easy rides, steady rides. And then 20% of the time, so one race, two races a week, however long you've got, that equates for about 20% of your time, you're going really, really hard. And I mean to the point where like it's almost impossible. So you either go really, really hard or really, really easy. And if you try and sort of keep to that with an 80-20 metric, you should tend to avoid burnout in the long term and be able to sort of keep that pattern up for quite a long time. Personally, I found that works for me. I've had burnout a couple of times where I've had to take maybe 6 weeks off the bike. And it's just really, really difficult. You just don't have any energy. You don't want to do anything. And it's really, really tough. And it can just set you back because you lose your fitness and then you'll have to start from scratch and then you'll have to use all that energy again. It's really, really difficult. So I now keep to that, and that sort of stopped me from burning out. But it's still a bit of a balancing act. You have to do what's right for you. If you've got more in your life, like going on in work or outside of cycling, you have to kind of take that into account, get sleep, good diet, all those sorts of things. But yeah, it's a real thing. You've got to be really careful of it, because if you get it, it's going to set you back for quite a long time. So your best bet is to prevent it from happening in the first place. Now, Rob is going to counter that.
What are your thoughts, Rob?
Not really. I think far too many people do go too easy, but Eric did not.
No, he
Eric
did not.
Yeah, you know, he did the ride race every day for a week. Was it a month even? I can't remember.
Yeah.
But when I say race every day, I do race every day when I can, which isn't every day. You know, I can't race every day because life gets in the way. And so, you know, you've got to listen to your body. But I do think in general, people could go harder. I think the 80-20 rule makes sense if you're doing 30 hours a week. But if you're doing 5 or 10, not really. But you've got to listen to your body. Everyone's different. You know, just because I haven't burned out, maybe I don't know. Maybe, you know, I'll come back in 2 weeks. I'll be a shivering wreck. But, you know, I don't race every day. I do race every time I get on the bike. But, a lot of that is easy. You know, I'm sat at the back drafting, and then sprinting at the end.
What's the answer then? So for those that have maybe suffered a bit of burnout, what is it? Just step away from riding for a little bit and sort of mentally recover? Or do you sort of kind of cycle through it but take it easier and rebuild again?
Yeah, I think it's got to be a gradual comeback. If you try and come back at sort of the level you were, you're probably just going to encounter burnout again. And it's worth saying, I think there's probably two kinds of burnout, isn't there? There's physical burnout and then there's mental burnout. And they both require their own sort of reset process. Sometimes I just need to not think about cycling for a couple of days because it's, you know, a big part of my life. I'm dealing with it all the time, running the cycling team, making videos. And sometimes you just need to take a step away from it. So that's the other side of it. And for that, you can always just jump back into it. Sometimes I'll find a day or two off. It's more than enough. But if it's a physical kind of burnout, then I think you've got to be gentle, be gradual, come back slowly, introduce things bit by bit, not overdo it.
Yep. Hey, Rob, Ben Brown wants to know if you've ever done a Z2 ride.
Occasionally. It's a while ago, a couple of years ago, probably.
Not intentionally? Yep.
I mean, when we do our TTTs, we're doing it generally with like C-grade riders, and you know, go around at 3.2 or something like that. I don't know if that counts as zone 2.
Yeah,
don't
fair
know.
Enough. Yeah, that's pretty. Easy.
I don't know. That sounds arrogant, doesn't it? Yeah, 3.2 is not zone 2.
Do you know what zone 2 is? So I had a good definition of zone 2 for those of you.
No, I don't care.
It's well, for those of you that are training, you need to know. You've got when you see zone 1, zone 2, you can't just make it up, can you? It's so you can still carry out a conversation fairly comfortably. That's what's
Oh, okay.
Is
that
there you go. I'm bloody streaming and talking all the time.
Exactly.
There you go. All my rides are zone 2, apparently.
I've heard you do a little bit less talking, a little bit more crying than with some of your races.
Yeah, okay, I do a five minute breakaway against one of the best riders in Zwift. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, good call. speaking of wins, odd wins. So we were talking about this the other day and some weird anomalies in some of the races that we've seen.
Yeah, there's been some really weird ones. There was a really odd one this week, which we'll start with in my video if you've got it. Where Arctic Swifter, he looked for all the world, like he never got in front, so this is it. He just did a video short of it. So, okay, he does get in front here a little bit, but, you know, he's 100 metres out and he's behind. Still behind. He's like, you know, nearly a bike length behind. Yeah, over the line. And it's not like he's catching him. And he wins! What's all that about? This is me a while ago on RGV. Oh, what a big sprint I had then. I haven't got that anymore. And yeah, this guy Smith goes off the front, I think. Oh no, Steve Dukes goes off the front and Smith in the green. That's Smith in the green. And I win.
Come on.
And this is Doom Guy on RGV this week. I think there's something wrong with this finish. I mean, look, he's got about 1,200. Kaboom. Look at that. And, you know, he's way out in front. But someone's got a draft bar. Oh, no, he's not way out in front. Some guy's catching him. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So this guy in the green. This guy in the green is catching
comes
him.
Comes fast.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, easy.
Look how far past he is.
Yeah. By a full bike length.
Yeah.
And he wins.
A Doom Guy wins. Lambert, I'm racing against him. Loads, he's a great rider.
It's that finish. So, it's definitely that finish. I've got one as well. I've got a video on that finish with the exact same thing where I was behind the guy and got the win. It's exactly that finish.
Well, yeah, there's also...
I think it's maybe... Is it behind, maybe? Like, it's further away than the banner.
Than it looks like. Yeah, it must be. But on that video, then, you didn't even come around him. So I'm not even sure. Because if you come around him just after the line, I would have got it more. But you didn't even come past him. That's what confused me on that one. On my one, at least I came past him.
After the line.
But, yeah, exactly. Yeah, but just a little bit after the line.
Going back to that Watopia one, though. So this is another one. So this is Everyday Zwifter, Lockie. And where is he? About 200 metres left. A great sprint, by the way. But you guys tell me where he finished.
Well, he did do a screenshot and sent it to our group, and I think he got it on the screenshot. I think he got that. If you take a picture of it,
it looks like it.
Just
yeah,
got it by a rim.
I don't know. That was super close. I don't think he was in the front.
I'd have to see it in slow motion, but it looks.
He did send the picture. I've got it.
It does look like he just about hit the front on the line to me.
Did you send it to us or?
No, I haven't, but I can. actually, it'd be a bit of a hard.
The same thing happened to me as well. I don't know if I can quickly get it up without messing around.
What, you would have raced?
No, shush. But there we go. Is that going to play? Yeah, there we go. So this is my first race back in about maybe 3-4 weeks. And yeah, so tell me where I would have finished there.
You're clearly seventh.
Easy. Yeah, I thought maybe fighting for sixth. And then
28. Fourth.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, quick question. Going back to burnout, Mark had a good question. How can, and maybe Jake, this might be one for you. How can you tell the difference between burnout and just normal fatigue from hard racing?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think it's a fine line. One thing you can kind of look for is that you don't have your usual sort of energy to do your workouts or your races. So when it comes to the sort of time of week when you usually be doing your races, your workouts, your high intensity stuff, if you find that you're just not feeling up for it, you just can't quite hit the numbers, you just haven't quite got the bite, that's quite a good indicator. The other one that I tend to use is that you have quite a high average heart rate, but you can't really hit your max heart rate. So those two things in combination for me tend to mean I'm approaching burnout, so I have to dive back a little bit. It's a fine line. It's a fine line because you need that stress to adapt. And I think we touched on this before, but the part of training where you actually adapt and get stronger and get better and get fitter is when you've done the training and then you rest and you take a day or two off. That's when you get fitter. So you do need the recovery and you do have to stress your body. It's just a fine line and try not overdo it. If you need to take more than a day or two off, you've probably overdone it a bit.
Okay. Well, there we go. Well, hopefully that's answered Mark's question. Rob. Hello. Zero Real. Race 3.
Yeah.
Do you want to play do we want to do the preview or are you happy to let the preview go and we'll just get into the race recon?
Yeah.
Your call. What do you want to do?
Yeah, let's just do... I mean, overall, the course... Should I just do a brief overview now?
And bring the video up, go for it.
So overall, I think the course is pretty average. There's none of the new courses. There's no big climb. So that's poor. There's Ocean Lava Cliffside Loop, or whatever it's called. There's two TTTs. The second one's on an interesting route, but, you know, it's a TTT. There's Innsbruck Ring, which will be fun.
There's one in Mercury with the Temple Climb, which is Island Hopper. That'll be fun, points race. But other than that, it's pretty boring, really. Right? So it starts with this one, which is pretty boring, really. Other than it's got that climb up. Oh, yeah, let's play the video. Yeah, okay.
Haven't we done this one loads of times before anyway, Ocean Lava?
I don't think loads.
No. I've done it at least twice in ZRL before.
Really?
I've got videos to prove it. Yeah, a couple of years ago, maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Are you sure? We've done that climb a few times, but
yeah,
usually like going into the jungle, isn't it? Rather than...
Or the epic com.
Yeah, no, it's that one. And then a guy did a breakaway and managed to stay away from us by about 8 seconds.
Yeah, it's probably a decent one for a breakaway, really, but it breaks up so much on the climb. And it's a Thomas race.
Thomas is saying, Rob, you're really selling yourself as an eager ZRL rider this round. It's really boring. There's no one that's boring. Oh, it's a TTT, so it's boring. But you did mention, though, and I think you do mention the video here, in the overview of the round, how there's none of the new routes.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
Mm.
Like, you'd think they put like two of the new routes on if they've done one. There's some decent racing routes there that they've got.
Yeah, for sure.
Sprint segments and stuff like that, so it's a bit odd.
And as Jake's saying, yeah, like, you know, you get that sense that you've done this one time and time again. Yeah. They've got these new routes. Why don't they use them? Anyway, let's check it out, shall we?
Yeah.
I'll turn the video
on the In the Drops podcast. And welcome back to ZRL and round three. And we're kicking off round three with a scratch race. So the winner gets 80 points. The 80th place gets 1 point. And you're going to extrapolate between them with a simple straight line. So 1 point for every place, every point. Every position is as important as the one before to fight for, so that's quite good, really. And we're on the Ocean Liftside Clavaloo, and it's 19 kilometres, and there's a big climb in the middle, then some rolly bits, and then a descendy bit, and then a nice sprint finish to finish us off down in downtown Woodtopia. So what you need is the inside line. So we're going to have a look at the video of David Hivey, who's a great rider and has got a lovely little channel, which I'll link to in the description below, and is a member of the great ART team, who I've always enjoyed battling with. And they did a recon ride specifically for this. And let's have a look. So we started in downtown Utopia, get a little downhill bit off the pier, and then this uphill bit where people always needlessly push. And then we take the lovely flat route into the volcano, so no worries there. Plenty of...
What's going on?
Oh, Nathan's been hacked, is he?
Plenty of draft to be had all through this, and this little descent out of the volcano. And then we head over to the first and sort of only feature before the climb, which is the dirty suppressor. So people always push on here, so you don't want to be too far back, but there's also plenty of draft to be had. I've enlarged the size of his draft saving gauge there, so he's in a friendly ride, so he's taking the front just to be friendly with his teammates, but you should be definitely taking some draft all the way to the climb, which people call the epic KOM bypass, and then you go into this gravelly bit and bridges, and people are always tempted to push a bit there and go to the front, but really stick in the draft, because approaching here is a bit of downhill, you want a bit of a rest before you start your effort. And yeah, the draft does go down to virtually nothing here, but there is a steep section at the start where you do want to front end your effort. Long hard stretch at 10%, only going down to 7 on the second part of that section. A little bit of draft here on this corner, but then straight back up again, little plateau, and then you've got to put everything you've got into getting with a group if you're just slightly off them. He can't quite manage it here, just drops off the pace at the crucial moment. Nick O'Ring, one of my favorite riders, leaves him, and he does the sensible thing, backs off and waits for
the large group behind who are obviously going to catch him. You really want to be in some draft here, because when you get off the bridge, there's a fairly long section where it never really gets above 1, 2%. So you want to be taking some draft this flat bit. It does eventually, the sort of depth of the undulations does really increase, but at that point you want to start sort of modulating your power a bit, going harder on the ups of the bumps and easier on the downs. So there are sort of 3-4% sections here. You could push to drop people, but if you're in a larger group, it's unlikely to work. So just take the draft where you can. And then as you see the bridge come into sight, there's just this final bump where if you've got it and you think it's possible, then it might be a good place to try and drop a couple of riders if you've recovered enough on that flat bit, perhaps. So push up there. That's at about 12.6 kilometers in. And then you've got this long downhill drag, really, where it's hard to get the super tuck, but if you're in a group, there's plenty of draft. And then you get the super tuck section all the way down. You might want to push off at the bottom if you're feeling confident. You could even use your aero. You've got this 6% downhill drop into the tunnels, and then it's flat, flat, flat all the way to the round part of the tunnel. Now, David's ride doesn't show the distance to go, so we're going to swap over coverage to our old friend Andrew Benneke, who did a race here as we approach the tunnel with about 1.5 kilometers to go. And he bridges a gap here to some riders off the front at the perfect point, and does it well, taking draft where it was available. I suspect he was going to go for it anyway, but he took the draft that was there. Very sensible. And at this point, you could really go from wherever you're feeling confident. If you're in a larger group, probably want to leave it later. But in a smaller group, if you've kept your aero, which you would have got right at the start, as I would advise, then you can use it at any point, really. And I forgot to tell you my bike recommendation. I'd probably go for something like a Tron. Or if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, maybe the Addict Darcy with the disc wheels. It's still an all-rounder, but it's got a bit more air. Slightly heavier, though, than the Tron. So, yeah, with about 400 metres to go, you come round this corner, and then 260 to go is the first bridge, and about 160 the second bridge, so you really want to come up before there, and that hopefully you can hold on, like Andrew just doesn't. But it did a great race anyway. So the very best of luck to you in the round 3 and in stage 1 in particular. And yeah, good luck. Bye.
Good one. So through that, Rob, your bike choice. So you think the Addict with the discs?
Yeah, I reckon. So this, you know, you could. What is it, about 8K to the hill, and then it doesn't, you know, it doesn't save you that much being having on a lighter bike. I certainly wouldn't go any climbier than a Tron. But you know, each of their own. But
yep. Yeah. And the second one is there's only one power up, which is the Euro, which you get at the very start.
Yeah, that's the key. I mean, do use it in an emergency, especially maybe, you know, if you're trying to catch on the descent or something like that, if you need to catch on to a big group, maybe on those, you know, you could, on the flat bit after the hill, after the bridge, if there's an opportunity there to, you know, bridge to a bigger group perhaps, then yeah, do that. But otherwise, save it to the finish. And at the finish, you know, people will have that fatigue in the climb in their legs, so you could go long and take people by surprise. And because it's a scratch race, you know, it's not really worth risking getting overhauled by an entire group. But then again, it's not really worth, rationally, it's not really worth trying to catch an individual, you know, you being the one out of an individual group to go and catch an individual rider. So you might, the group might just let you go, especially, perhaps more so if you're not going for the win, because people will be going for the individual glory of winning a ZRL race.
But you know, if you're in 10th, you know, 10th to 30th or something, or you know, even down to 70th, you know, those points are just as valuable as first place. So you know, definitely fight for it. And you know, escaping from the group with 1.4k to go on that bridge, maybe, you know, get up there, use your aero at the top once you've got up a bit of speed, maybe, and then you know, they won't want to chase.
And third point was, what was the jumper you were wearing? Because that was,
it was the green jumper that I nearly wore today,
which is certainly everyone was discussing. So
really?
Thomas Sorensen said it was for a 19-pointy ship captain.
What?
Old Evo Swift suggested you look like Yoda.
What? This? My wife bought me this for Christmas. It's lovely. It's got a kind of, I don't know, it's like a North African styling, I think, to it. It's lovely.
You think so?
I think it's nice. Is it's got like a weird kind of
Did she watch the show? Do you have to say that? Is that
she doesn't watch the show.
Contractually obligated.
She's never watched a single video that I've ever made.
I think Lee says it's a shawl neck sweater. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm getting quite protective over this jumper now. I've even got another one. I've got a grey one and a green one. I'll wear them all the time now.
Old Evo's on your side. He says, don't listen to him, Rob. I think this might be jealous. Your wife watches a lot of Maritime early 20th century drama, doesn't she?
Maybe.
Excellent. So we're talking aero, but maybe with a bit of spice. We've got one aero power up. And really, I think this race is going to come down to that climb up and across the bridge, isn't it? That's where it's going to break apart. Yeah.
It's not going to be won by a pure sprinter. It's not going to be won by a pure climber. It's going to be won by a ruler who can kind of do a bit of both.
Yeah.
Everyone, like Rob says, everyone's going to have a bit of fatigue in the legs by the end, and you're going to need a little bit of a punch, but you can't be too lightweight. So it's going to come down to probably the five, maybe three strongest riders in the group, probably roll to the line together. It's just who's got the most left in the legs, who wants it the most.
Yeah, it sounds like it would suit my sort of profile, and nobody wants me in their team.
Well, speak to Giant CC. I'm sure they've got a spot in Oceania.
Okay. Hey, guys, guess what time it is?
Quiz time?
Quiz time.
Yay! I missed the quiz so much.
But before we go into the quiz, though, is there anything else that we missed out on, we didn't speak about, that we needed to touch on, cover off? Or have we done a good enough job, do you think?
Are we pushed for time, or are we trying to are we stalling for time?
No. I just want to make sure we're knocking on 58 minutes, actually. So quiz, and we'll wrap it up, I think.
Let's do it.
All right. There we go. We've got the. Let me turn the volume down a little bit.
You can't mention who did it.
I was about to mention who did it. So this is the first quiz we've had submitted from one of our viewers. And in this case, help me out here, Rob, it's Vincent. I can't think of his last name.
Van Gogh, I think it's pronounced.
Vincent Van Gogh. It's from, I can tell you, Vincent Van Gestel. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yep. So Vincent sent this. Now Vincent sent this back to us at the very end of December. So I was going to have a look at some of the questions, but when I had a read through it, I kind of thought it isn't too bad. Some of them are, you're sort of harking back to December, so you might have to put your thinking caps on. But overall, this is a tough quiz, don't get me wrong.
Oh, Slamming versus Ben Brown. It's HGT versus Kaboom again.
All right.
I think we could take them in the quiz. We couldn't take them in the road, but we could take them on the quiz, I think.
Now,
and who is MDVP?
Sure.
Hold up.
Yeah. Who is MDVP? That is the question.
Now, the good question is, guys, who's ever watching this, you can go to Kahoot.com. You'll see it on the screen there. Go to Kahoot.com, enter the PIN number or use a QR code scanner and scan that code there. Now, the great thing is that you'll also get the question and the answers on your device, whatever device you're watching. So you don't have to be watching our YouTube channel at the same time to get the questions. You'll get the questions and the answers at the exact same time, so there's no time delays. So everyone is in with a fighting chance.
I haven't won since you started doing this, Nathan. We've got to go back to the old format.
Simon is win.
Anyway, December, you can barely remember this morning. So I've got Paul Stevens, we've got June, Zwifty, Sitrep. Who's Sitrep? CC, John, Jake, MVDP, Old Evo, Marky Mark, Ben Brown, Simon. Gosh, what a big field, guys.
Right, Simon, are you playing for Kaboom or are you playing for HCC? He's a member of both, you see, so...
Oh, he's lining up, is he? We
you can't do, but what is this with people picking multiple teams? Come on, guys. What are you doing?
All right. How are we going for time there?
I'm taking June as well. June's in my team. There you go. I've got June. I'm claiming to me, June. Old Evo, I'll claim as well. Marky Mark and Simon, all on my team against me. There you go.
All right. Okay, guys, 5 more seconds. If you haven't jumped in, you are going to miss out. Oh, are we losing people? We've got 12 people. That's a good start. All right, let's crack into it, shall we?
Can you close the room?
Oh, well, yes. Hang on 1 second. This is how well do you know your Zwift kits? Thank you, Vincent. All right, I'm probably not going to remember. For which achievement do you receive this kit?
I'm going with you've just got to guess quickly if you're guessing, my dear.
Oh, come on! So that is the 100-mile kit. All right, how'd we go? Zwifty, Ben, straight Simon. Oh, look at this. Straight to the front.
Oh, it's just like Tuesday. Ben Brown's just right on me straight away.
What is required to? What required level is to unlock this kit?
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Oh, actually, the number's on the back, isn't it? I do remember.
Yeah, they've been blurred out, though.
Yeah, but because I Zwift quite a lot.
Level 20.
Oh, no, I got it wrong.
You thought you knew?
Yeah, I thought.
Oh, you've been dumped. So we've got, who's CC? Who is that Lee? Is that Lee? All right, he's up to in the first there. So question number 3. Which Fondo event would you unlock this kit?
Oh, bloody hell.
I've got to say, these are some pretty good questions. Oh, cabin cycling is CC. Oh, of course. He's going to beat you again, Rob.
Oh, man. Oh.
Zwift Media. And Jake's being suspiciously quiet.
Undefeated, Nathan, in 2024.
Yeah. Did you know June did a 24-hour ride?
When was June this?
Did a 24-hour ride last month.
Wow.
She rode on a bike for 24 hours. Like
June,
five
was this, June, was this nothing on TV or? You've got to get Netflix. She's
a machine.
Question number 4. What is required, which required level to unlock this bike packer kit?
Oh, God's sake.
This is a hard one because not too many people have unlocked this.
What?
Level 66.
There's only two levels I haven't unlocked, and that's one of them.
All right, here we go. Oh, Cadman's still in the lead here. Ben's moving up.
Cadman's doing awesome.
Yes.
He's not level 66 either. How does he know that?
Well, obviously, he knows his kits. For which Bondo event do you receive this kit?
What?
This is a good question.
Oh, man.
Who got that one right?
Oh,
he is just smashing this one.
It's not like Cadman to go for an early breakaway.
Do you think you'll come unstuck at the end? What are you doing, Swift? Rob, are you just sort of flying towards the back and you're going to sprint through to the finish, are you?
No, I think I'm dropped at this stage.
Who thought that was a giraffe? Take a good, long, hard look at yourself.
Well, take a good, hard look at a giraffe.
Kevin's definitely moving away, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. No, Ben's still...
Ben Brown.
He's still in striking distance if he gets the next ones right.
Yeah, Ben Brown in second place, just like he was going over the volcano.
Frankly, I'll just take getting it correct. Oh, there we go.
Oh,
we
did get it correct. Look at that.
Come on, Drifty. Come on.
Up
Kaboom.
Up three places. Jake is the highest climber. Look at that.
Yeah, we've got second and four.
On the rise.
Second and third.
All right. Question number eight.
Vincent. Actually, I think I've got this. Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, man.
I bet I've got the kit.
You've got to do eight rides to get that kit.
To get that kit.
Yeah, there's 12. There's 12 rides.
Oh,
enormous the tour of Zwift. We didn't mention that, actually. Yeah. We should have mentioned that. Never mind.
Next week. Okay, so Ben is really getting close now, Cabin. I'd be looking out if I was you.
The Kaboom is getting beaten again. They're doing it to us again.
That's okay.
ACT.
Oh, I didn't read it properly. Oh, I just got this today. I think I got this today.
Oh, man.
To be fair, I didn't know that was the answer. I just saw that.
That's the London Tube that's supposed to be. Was that designed from someone that's never been to London?
Oh, God.
Possibly.
Getting caught.
Yeah, but Ben, Jake's moving up, though, up five places.
Ben caught me on the line on Tuesday. He's going to do the same, Cadman. I can see it coming.
But the question is going to be, and we can't see this at the moment, is Jake or Rob higher in the rankings? So we'll have to have a look at that the next after this is finished. Last question.
Oh, no. Right, gambled.
No.
I've gambled. I'm all in.
Oh, I don't know my own kid. Oh, no.
I'm crowded, right? Yes.
Oh, Rob, did you get that right?
I did. Just pure luck. I had no idea.
Okay. So in third place, we have... Oh, no. Cadman, what's happened? Paul Stevens has snuck ahead. And who's gotten first? Is it Ben?
Got to be Ben, surely.
Oh, Nemo! Oh, wow, what an upset.
Revenge, HCT.
What an absolute upset. Now I need to know I'm getting there if I can.
Right, Rob, I've got a good feeling about this. I think I've done you here.
Oh, really?
I think I've skinned you.
Oh, man.
I don't know where to find the results.
Oh, we need Andrew. He knows how to do this.
Yeah, I know. Well, you guys keep talking for a minute. I'll see if I can figure it out. I might have to post some later, though.
So, are you looking forward to doing pro cycling this year, Jake?
Yeah, it's been exciting. So, for those of you that enjoy the transfer news in the transfer window, which in cycling sort of happens at the end of the season, you don't get transfers mid-season. It's been quite an interesting couple of weeks. Primoz Roglic has signed for Bora Hansgrohe. So those of you that sort of didn't know that, I'm presuming most people know that by now, but he's gone from Jumbo-Visma to Bora Hansgrohe. But we found out, not last week, maybe a week and a half ago, that Red Bull have bought a 51% share in Bora Hansgrohe. So they've essentially taken over Bora Hansgrohe, and that they had, which we didn't know at the time, quite a big part in
signing Roglic. So that was their idea. They gave a big part of the money for the Roglic signing. And the news on the street at the minute is they're not done with Roglic. They want more people. So apparently the two names that they're trying to get in at the minute, Wout van Aert, which would be interesting. And his and Roglic's coach has already gone with Roglic to Bora. So that kind of would fit. He's already sort of personally sponsored by Red Bull. So that would kind of fit. So it's kind of not an outlandish idea there. And then also you've got that apparently they might sign Remco. So we'll wait and see about that. So yeah, quite interesting. All changing the pro cycling transfers. But anyway, let's get back to the real news.
There we go. Okay, get the results.
But Chris, first 4 point scorers count. We beat HCT because they only had 2 point scorers. and we got Old Evo, Simon, June, me, yeah, Mark. Yeah, it's a thrashing for HCT, I'm afraid.
So what does HCT stand for?
Hertfordshire County Triathletes or Hertfordshire something triathletes.
Okay.
Can't remember. And they've got reindeer on their thing, on their logo, because they like Christmas, I think.
Okay. That was so Vincent, thank you very much for submitting that. If anyone else has
any
ideas or themes for a an upcoming quiz, send them through. The details are on the website, or drop us a comment. Send us an email if you got it, and we'll check it out. And if it's a good one like that, we'll put it up.
Yeah, thanks, Vincent. Good quiz.
Saves us doing it.
Well, and it was good.
And we can all play. When we don't have to do the quizzes, we can all play along as well, which is even better for us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you not play? Oh, no. You couldn't play because you'd seen the questions.
Because I've got the questions and answers in front of me here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, maybe.
I don't mind. Well, we'll figure it out. So HCT. There you go. Well, guys, hey, so coming up, we'll wrap this up. Coming up, we've got some, I think, and I'm hopefully, some big guests in the pipeline. So at the moment, we are looking at, Rob, we're looking at Eric Schlange, from Zwift Insider. We've been having a chat with GP Lama, so hopefully he can find some time for us.
And Indivelo man, George, is it?
Yep, George, for the developer of Indivelo, has expressed a bit of interest in joining us for the show as well. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we can have some of these big names join us. And if you've got any questions for these guys, or there's other questions you want to ask, or that you'd like us to talk about in the show, drop us a comment, let us know in the video there, or send us an email. And we'll make sure we add it to the show. But I think, you know, guys, for the first show back this year, definitely a lot better than the first show last year, I can tell you that much.
I can't remember that one, but... Oh, was that the first ever one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, 35 episodes, hey? How great is that?
Yeah!
All right, let's put this one to bed, guys. Rob, final comments?
Yeah, good luck in ZRL. And if you're desperate for someone, let me know at 6 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday.
Excellent. You happy to ride and see? We need one.
I would if I could.
What did you just call it? You can't say that on YouTube.
Happy to ride and see. See you next Tuesday, hey? Jake, finish us off, buddy. Yep.
Well, make sure you like, comment, and most importantly, subscribe to In the Drops, Snowman Cycling, On the River, Zwifty Zwifter, The Pace Line. Make sure you get subscribed to all of those. Thank you, as always, for joining us, and catch you on the next one.
Yep. And thanks, Mark Cabman, Ryan. We had Ryan Condon in here, Summer Jenkins, Old Evo, Ben Brown, Paul Stevens. Far out, there's a big list of people that are watching. Lee. We've got Thomas, Simon Jenkins. Again, guys, thanks. June, you're in there as well. Thank you very much. Everyone's watching. Really appreciate it. And we'll catch you in the next show. Bye.
Bye.